on this day 2,000 years ago, when Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel to receive the Son of God into her womb, the history of the universe changed. The history of all creation changed. We celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. And it is just beautiful, profound to dwell upon the words of Mary and just the global idea of what this means for us, that as we hear, it kind of comes out in the readings of the liturgy, it comes out in the prayers that we have. God loved us so much, each of us, you and me, to come to be one of us, to suffer with us, to give us new life in himself. And we see Mary, this perfect disciple, saying yes to the will of God. And all of creation, the entire universe changes because of what we celebrate today. The effects of it are experienced in our lives and in a particular way when we receive the Eucharist, whether it be sacramentally or spiritually, we receive Jesus into our bodies, into our hearts. But as I was praying about this gospel and asking the Lord, where do you want to take your people today? How do you want us to reflect upon this gospel and this feast? The image that came to me, the line, was the idea of discernment and prayer. You know, okay, let's go to the gospel and take it from a different point of view. Let's try and get into the mind of Mary, but looking at it from our own perspective, if you will. So this angel appears to Mary, and she is greatly troubled at this greeting. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And the angel tells her, Mary, don't be afraid. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And then the angel tells her, this is what will become of this child. This child will be holy to take up the throne of David, the king of Israel. And let's take a step back, my friends. Mary is being entrusted with the life, the earthly life of Almighty God, placed into her womb, into her hands. This would have got to have been confusing. This would have got to have been a terrifying prospect. Or at least you have to ask, God, why me? And maybe put it in our own words, like, aren't I going to screw this up? Aren't I going to mess this up? And let's take a look at ourselves. My friends, each of us is given gifts by God. For you parents out there, you're given the lives of your children. The lives of your children are placed in your hands. The lives of somebody around you, perhaps if you're the owner of a business, perhaps you take care of a friend, a grandparent, perhaps you just have the spiritual care of someone. Or, my friends, for all of us, the Lord gives us our lives, places our lives into our hands. And for those of us, for those of you who are discerning your vocation, your calling in life, doesn't it feel, and I've experienced this in my life, like this great burden to ask, Lord, you gave me my life, and I don't know what to do with it. Aren't I going to screw this up? Am I not going to mess this up? And I'm sure Mary, in her beauty and her purity, in that she did not have the stain of sin, she probably would not have had this reflection exactly. But it's interesting to dwell on the example of her life, to be able to mirror back to us. What should our response be? So my friends, today I want to give you a visual image to take into your prayer. Wherever you are in your discernment, your relationship with God, and trying to say yes to him, as the book of Hebrews and our Psalms say, the Lord asks of us our will. Behold, I come to do your will. I want to have a visual image for that for us today. So my friends, if you don't mind, I want you to close your eyes and put out your hands, cup your hands in front of you. And imagine in your hands you have a ball, just an ordinary ball. And I want you to imagine that this ball is your life, your hopes, your dreams, every part of you, your failings, your sins, your history, your future. This ball is your life. Are you have that visual image in your mind? Okay, we're going to take two instances of two ways we can think about discernment and prayer. The first image is that of playing a carnival game. You can imagine in your mind you're at a carnival and you have those three milk bottles that are laid out maybe 6 feet in front of you. And the carnival director of this game asks you, take the ball of your life, and throw it at the milk jars, milk jugs. And your goal is to hit to knock them over in order to get the prize. And the prize is up on the wall. And what is that prize? It is happiness. It's joy. It's eternal life. It's the mission of God. Whatever it is that is in the deep parts of your heart, that prize is on the wall. And in order to get the prize, you have to throw the ball to knock down those milk jugs. All right, so you take your ball in your hand and you throw it. And what happens with these carnival games? You miss. But then the director says, all right, you have two more shots. You take it up with full confidence. Okay, maybe not full confidence because you just missed. And you throw it again. And what happens? You miss again. And then when you are ready to take your third try, you wonder, am I going to screw this up? Am I going to mess this up? Why did you entrust to me this gift of life or my children or the people that I'm supposed to love, a parish, a community, the people in my life, my own life? God, why did you do this? Why is this given to me? All right, let's return back to the ball in our hands and take a different image from the carnival image. And let's go to being in our backyard with our dad, our heavenly father. And we have, along with our ball, a catcher's mitt, baseball mitt. And we're just going to play catch with God. And what happens? We take the ball of our life and we throw it to him. And we throw off a little bit. We're not really good at this right now. We throw off a little. But what does God do? He steps to the side and picks it up. He catches it before it hits the ground. And what does he do? He throws it back to us perfectly in our glove and we catch it. And then we begin this dialogue, this game of catch. We throw the ball back and forth, back and forth. And if we throw off a little bit, God comes in to catch it. He is able to make up for our mistakes. He is able to catch us when we're about to fall, to stumble and fall. My friends, of these two images of using the ball of our life to discern, to have this relationship with God, which is more in accord with the reality of Jesus, in accord with the reality of true freedom, trust in Almighty God? Let's eliminate one off the table. That carnival game, that is not how the Lord has us trust in him. The Lord doesn't give us the ball of our life in order to give us, as if to say, well, just don't screw it up. Just throw it at the milk jugs and hope you're going to do well. And we can see almost the prize of our life of happiness, joy, purpose, being cherished by God, cherished by others, by our family, the lives of our children fade away as we keep missing. No, we take that off the table. True discernment, true relationship with God, dialogue with God in prayer is that second image of just playing catch with God. What's an amazing question, amazing thing to ponder, my friends, for each of you? God trusts you so much that he gave you your life. He gives you your life into your hands to do with as you will. Think about that. That's amazing. And then he gives us this amazing gift of prayer, which is, it can be this dialogue back and forth. And we can go into prayer, and instead of trying to be this tense, God, am I doing this right? Can it not be this easy dialogue of saying, Lord, I'm going to throw you my life, my desires, my weaknesses, my sins, my successes, my past, my future, my everything. I throw it to you. And you know what, Jesus? I know that you're going to catch it. And I know that in the midst of my failings and weaknesses, you got me. And what is beautiful, he throws it back to us. He entrusts it once again into our care. And not only that, my friends, if you think about the reality of the Eucharist, do not we receive the life of God either onto our hands, into our mouths, or into our hearts every time we come to Mass? The Lord also throws the ball of his life to us. He not only entrusts our life to ourselves, but he entrusts his own life to us as he does to Mary. My friends, I've been praying with this image. It was given to me by a friend of mine for months now. And this image is one where we start to understand the trust of God. We start to understand how God trusts us and how we are supposed to trust in him. We start to understand the reality of love, that love is given freely. It offers itself, the will, freely. Lord, I throw you back the gift of my life. And the Lord, in trust and in love, throws it back to us along with the free gift of himself. And my friends, God trusts us and he helps us. He lifts us up in our mistakes, gives us the ability to bear fruit for him, to love and to bring about miracles in this world through our yes. My friends, this is an incredible reality, and we see it here in the gospel today with Mary. So the angel says to her, Mary, do not be afraid. This amazing thing, the gift of Almighty God is going to be given to you. And then Mary throws the ball, in a sense, back to God. How can this be? Since I have no relations with a man, I'm not married yet. And then the Holy Spirit, or the angel, comes back to her. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Think about that. She's overshadowed. She's protected. She is loved. The trust of God will lift her up. He will guide her. And then Mary, once again receiving it, throws it back and says, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. There is this marvelous dialogue of prayer, of discernment, of trust and love back and forth between Mary and God. And if I, you know, when I was discerning priesthood, I wish I had had this image. when I discerned different parts of my life, man, I have to remember this because God loves me and God takes care of me. He makes up for my mistakes. The God of all the universe has me in the palm of his hand, and he loves me. And for each of us, for you, you who are participating in this Mass with your heart and mind and your body, God loves you. As he does Mary, as he does me, as he does everyone in the world, he entrusted your life to you. He entrusts his son to you. He will make up for your mistakes. He will protect you. Make up for your sins. He will guide you, lead you, buoy you up when you feel weakest, tell you that you're loved in the midst of feeling small and weak. And he will guide you right now all the way to heaven. This is an amazing reflection for the Annunciation, that the world changed 2,000 years ago with the coming of God into this world. But as the book of Hebrews Letter to the Hebrews says, and as the Psalms say, and as the testament of Mary, that perfect disciple, tells us, every yes to God, your yes, my yes, changes the world. We may not see the effects of it until we reach heaven, but our yes changes the world. So my friends, take up the ball of your life, this precious ball, and just throw it to God. In trust and in love, He will catch it. He will throw it back to you. And suddenly prayer can be this amazing, relaxed dialogue of love, dialogue of trust. And don't we yearn for that from our God of love?